CD 7.
It was better travelling at night with Vorbis over one shoulder and Om under one arm. At this time of year, the glow in the sky over there is the Aurora Borealis, the hub lights where the magical field of the Discworld constantly discharges itself among the peaks of the Cori Celesti, the central mountain. And at this time of year, the sun rises over the desert in Ephib and over the sea in Omnia, so keep the hub lights on the left and the sunset globe behind you. "Did you ever go to Cori Celesti?" said Brother. Om, who had been nodding off in the cold, woke up with a start.
"Eh? It's where the gods live." "Oh, I could tell you stories," said Om darkly.
"What?"
"Think they're so bloody elite."
"You didn't live up there, then?"
"No. Got to be a thunder god or something. Got to have a whole parcel of worshippers to live on Nob Hill. Got to be an anthropomorphic personification. One of them things."
"Not just a great god, then?" Well, this was the desert, and Brother was going to die.
"May as well tell you," muttered Om. "It's not as though we're going to survive. See, every god's a great god to someone. I never wanted to be that great. A handful of tribes, city or two. It's not much to ask, is it?"
"There's 2 million people in the Empire," said Brother.
"Yeah, pretty good, eh? Started off with nothing but a shepherd hearing voices in his head. Ended up with 2 million people."
"But you never did anything with them," said Brother.
"Like what?"
"Well, tell them not to kill one another, that sort of thing."
"Never really given it much thought. Why should I tell them that?"
Brother sought for something that would appeal to God psychology. "Well, if people didn't kill one another, there'd be more people to believe in you," he suggested.
It's a point," Om conceded. "Interesting point. Sneaky."
Brother walked along in silence. There was a glimmer of frost on the dunes. "Have you ever heard," he said, "of ethics?"
"Somewhere in Hawonderland, isn't it?
The Ephebians are very interested in it."
"Probably thinking about invading."
"They seem to think about it a lot."
"Long-term strategy, maybe.
I don't think it's a place, though. It's more to do with how people live."
"What, lolling around all day while slaves do the real work? Take it from me, whenever you see a bunch of buggers puttering around talking about truth and beauty and the best way of attacking ethics, you can bet your sandals it's because dozens of other poor buggers are doing all the real work around the place while those fellows are living like..."
"Gods," said Brother. There was a terrible silence.
"I was going to say kings," said Om, reproachfully.
"They sound a bit like gods."
"Kings," said Om emphatically.
"Why do people need gods?" Brother persisted.
"Oh, you've got to have gods," said Om in a hearty, no-nonsense voice.
"But it's gods that need people," said Brother, "to do the believing, you said." Om hesitated.
"Well, okay," he said, "but people have got to believe in something, yeah? I mean, why else does it thunder?"
"Thunder," said Brother, his eyes glazing slightly.
Is caused by clouds banging together. After the lightning stroke, there is a hole in the air, and thus the sound is engendered by the clouds rushing to fill the hole and colliding, in accordance with strict cumulodynamic principles.
"Your voice goes funny when you're quoting," said Om. "What does engendered mean?"
"I don't know. No one showed me a dictionary."
"Anyway, that's just an explanation," said Om. "It's not a reason."
"My grandmother said thunder was caused by the great god Om taking his sandals off," said Brother. "She was in a funny mood that day. Nearly smiled."
"Metaphorically accurate," said Om. "But I never did thundering. Demarcation, see? Bloody I've got a big hammer blind EO up on Nob Hill does all the thundering."
"I thought you said there were hundreds of thunder gods," said Brother.
"Yeah, and he's all of them. Rationalisation. A couple of tribes join up. They've both got thunder gods, right? And the gods kind of run together. You know how amoebas split?"
"No."
"Well, it's like that, only the other way."
"I still don't see how one god can be 100 thunder gods. They all look different,"